ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Yeah, we are discussing the 45th shloka of Saundarya Lahari. So the previous shloka, Shankara spoke about the place between the hair of Devi. In this particular shloka, Shankara speaks not about the hair. So here it is a more detailed or descriptive way of explaining Devi's form. So the next thing that Shankara is going to explain is the hair just above the forehead, or the hair that is in forehead, like just above the forehead of Devi. So that is being beautifully described here. So when we read this, like we can see and we can as well feel that it's not that today we find a lot of fashion, but we can find the source of fashion or the seed of fashion from Devi, from Tripura Sundari herself. So Shankara's way of explaining is beautiful, as we will see. This particular shloka is set in the raga called Kiravani. Kiravani is one of the Melakartha ragam. It's a popular ragam as well. The shloka goes like this. Aralai swabhavyat alikalabasasri viralakai paritante vaktram parihasati pangeru haruchim tarasmere yasmin dashanaruchi injalkaruchire sugandam madyanti smaradahana chakshur maduli ha. The singing might be a bit more awful today, like I have just learned the raga, so it's not that tough a raga, but seems a little bit tough for me to learn. So Kiravani is the name of this particular raga. So Kiravani has lot of songs, like in film there are many songs. Manilinda kadalanda yaar maadu koodumu. So that is one of the song, like where SPB has sung it without breath coming out. So that is one of the song. Then anbe anbe niyan pillai. So that's yet another song, like which has been sung by Hariharan in Vidyasagar's music. Then yet another one is Dil Rubha Dil Rubha. So it is sung by Anuradha Sriram. So there are like lot of songs in Kiravani Ragam. It's one of the Melakartha Ragam. It's very similar, very almost the same as like another raga, which is called Simhendra Madhyamam, except for the Madhyamam. The Madhyamam is lower ma in Kiravani, whereas it is higher ma in Simhendra Madhyamam. Yeah, so Shankara is speaking about the beauty of the hair that is on Devi's forehead or falling just on Devi's forehead. So though Devi's baby has her the magad or the space between hair is proper, but still few hair just falls over on the face, like current day fashion. It can be considered almost similar to current day fashion, wherein like people will have their hair properly combed, but still one or two strands of hair will be just falling over the eye. It's a kind of fashion, like as if it only if it is falling, we'll be able to see that way. So daras mere, dara dara is like one of the word for milk. So daras mere, so it's like the smile or milk smile, as it is mentioned in the translation of the Tamil book. So milk smile, so like it's as if like milk smile, or like smiling in a way, we can say. Dashana ruchi kinjalka ruchi re. And dashana ruchi kinjalka ruchi re, like different or various strands of hair falling, or like few sets of hair falling, and it is bright or shining with those strands of hair. And sugandhav means like sending a good smell, so fragrance, like having a good fragrance. Yasmin, so that face. So that face, Yasmin, whose face? So in whose face? Actually, the word for face comes a little later as well. Vaktram, Vaktram means Vaktra Lakshmi Parivaha Chalanmina Balochana. So Vaktra means face. So like in the face. So in whose face? Whose face has like a milk smile or very beautiful smile, and lot of strands of hair fall over it, and it like gives a sense out a beautiful fragrance. In that, smara dahana chakshuhu maduliha. So smara dahana, smara, we have heard this word a lot in Sundar Lahiri. Smara means Kamadeva. So for Kamadeva or Manmatan, Smara Dahana. Dahana means burning. So Smara Dahana Chakshuhu. So that eye, or the person who possesses that eye which burned Manmata, it means Sadashiva. So Sadashiva Madhu Lihaha. So Sadashiva or Sadashiva's eyes can be considered, or is considered here, as Madhu. Madhu Lihaha means like bees. So kind of bees, or a set of bees. So on whose face all this is there, the hair is falling, and Smaradahana Chakshuhu Madhu Lihaha. That bees, like which is the eyes of Sadashiva, that eyes of Sadashiva which burned Manmata, burned Kamadeva, such as Sadashiva, or his eyes, Madhyanti means Madhu Madhyanti. Madhu means has another meaning as well, nectar. So Madhyanti here means deludes or attracts, for makes it prey. So Devi, O Devi, your face is such that Sadashiva gets so attracted. The bees of Sadashiva's eyes fall a prey to it. And they, such a vaktram, such a face, such a your face, Swabhavya. Swabhavyat means swabhavam, or naturally. So naturally, your such a face Aralaihi. Aralaihi means lot of curves. So we say not exactly curves. Curly is the right word. So curly is the word meaning of aralaihi, that which is curly. So that which is curly and arli, arlikalabha sasribihi. So arlikalabha sasribihi. Sashribihi. Sorry. Sashribihi. So arlikalabha. So arlikalabha means bees or small bees. Small bees, small vandu, that's the Tamil word. So small bees, like it is as if small bees are roaming here and there. So that means the curly hair of Devi, which falls over her face, is considered or is compared as small bees, which are like moving here and there. So it is so shining and as if moving like the and such a alakaihi. So alakaihi, and these bees are the curly hair, the hair which is compared to bees, that is their alakaihi. Alakaihi means like the hair on the forehead or just above the forehead, falling just above or on the forehead. Paritam means they are falling or they are present, they are embedded in a way we can say. And pangeruha ruchim. So ruchim means like beauty. Pangeruha, pangam means like lotus. So lotus, beautiful like lotus. It's as if lotus. Parihasati. So parihasati. So it is as if like it is like a or such a beauty. We can say that like your face like has the beauty. And so parihasati word, actually parihasati means hasati means laughing. Parihasati means parihasipadu, Tamil it there. So it means making fun of. So these bees are the curly hair on your forehead, just above your forehead, which is there or which is there around your face or like which gives beauty to your face, which are like small bees that makes fun of the lotus or the beauty of lotus. So pankeruharuchim parihasati, these make fun of the beauty of lotus. So that means Devi's beauty or the Devi's facial beauty and the beauty of the hair that is falling around, that is surrounding her face, that is more beautiful than a lotus. So that is what it's a very beautiful description. I really apologize for my broken English and improper words or incorrect words as well. When we are dealing with logical concepts or when we are dealing with intellectual statements, it's very easy to speak. But when we are dealing with a poetic description, when we are dealing with something which is imaginary or which needs creativity, which needs an inner mind to appreciate and enjoy, English words are not enough. And when it is in Sanskrit, in the language of Sanskrit, then translation becomes really tough. Translation is really impossible. So though we can try to explain it, the beauty of like these descriptions of Devi can only be experienced. It cannot be, those are like the honey that comes out of a lotus or a flower. So honey can never be explained or expressed in words. However we explain or express it, however we glorify honey, the person who hasn't drank honey will never be able to appreciate it. So that will be the case. So there's only one way to enjoy or rejoice in the beauty of these shlokas, that is by contemplation. When we sit for meditation, if we can remember the beautiful description like of Devi, or Devi's like the, it's not even Devi's hair, it's not even Devi's face, it is just the hair that falls around the face, that falls on the face, few strands of hair. So that we cannot really explain or express it, we cannot understand it through words or English words. We can only understand and appreciate it through contemplation. So that is the main purpose of these beautiful descriptions. It's to captivate the mind into beauty of Devi. So beautiful is Devi that, oh mind, how can you ignore such a beauty? How can you go beyond such a beauty? How can you go behind worldly pleasures when Devi is there in front of you? So how can you get away from Amma? How can you get away from Devi and go behind worldly possessions? How can you go behind worldly activities when we have Devi? So that is the importance of all these shlokas. So we can think, like, we can have a Vedantic interpretation here as well, that lotus denotes like a blossomed nature. So that is what gives lotus beauty. So Amma says that our hearts should blossom. A child's heart is always blossomed. It's like it's frank, it's open, it's innocent. That innocence, that openness, that frankness is denoted by the blossoming of the lotus. So that brings the beauty, and that is the beauty mentioned here. And that beauty itself doesn't stand in front of Devi's beauty. Why? Because Devi's beauty is Anandam or Paramanandam. Paramanandam or Moksha, or the Anandam that we gain out of Moksha, out of realization of Devi, that is beyond even openness of the heart. Because when we say the heart should be open, it is with respect to worldly activities, whereas Moksha means we are going beyond all activities. We don't even need to like enter into or understand each and every the import or like Vedantic aspect of these shlokas. But when we are sitting for Dhyanam, we should imagine Devi, such beautiful Devi. That is the purpose of these shlokas. So that is the main goal, like such descriptive and poetic way of explanation helps us in focusing our concentration, helps to captivate the mind, helps to make the mind introverted, helps to divert the mind from sorrowful objects, the sense objects of the world, and concentrate and focus on Advitiya Satyam, which is Devi. We'll continue with the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.